Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This is Mike Effner. The Norwalk girls basketball team qualified for their first state tournament in 18 years on Tuesday night with a regional final win over Pella. I caught up with second-year head coach Joe Sigrist after the game. Joined now by Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist following tonight's regional final in Norwalk. The Warriors take down Pella 85-56. In convincing fashion. There were a few lead changes early in the game, but your girls just took it over and just there was no stopping them.
Yeah, I just love the confidence we came out with tonight. Set a school record for points, I think, with 85. We just weren't going to be denied. And, you know, from our senior-led team, those six seniors lead us each and every day. Our juniors were awesome. I mean, Pearl Brown, Hannah Overholzer came out. Hannah really set the tone early with that mid-range game that you talk about. Just so proud of them. This is 2 years in the making, and this is a special group of people.
When you took over this program less than 2 years ago, they're coming off an under 500 season. Do you feel like this was possible within the two-year window?
I did. I knew the great quality girls we had in the program. Tremendous families here in Norwalk. They just needed a little bit more guidance, I think, and a plan. And we put the plan in place from day one. Last year's team was awesome. I loved that team. Came 4 points short in the regional final, but this team feels really special, and I think it truly could have three games left in it.
You know, we said on the air tonight, you guys looked like the best team in Class 4A tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we say we're the best team. That's how we coach them each and every day. We push them to be the best team, and that's how we started from day one. They told me at my house in our first team dinner that they wanted to wear those pink shirts. You only wear those pink shirts if you're state champions, and they're a determined group. I love coaching them each and every day, and I want to bottle it up and keep it going for three more games.
As far as the game tonight, we did have those lead changes early, but like you said, Hannah Overholzer sets the tone against the triangle and two with a 15-footer from each side of the floor. I mean, did you just get a warm, fuzzy feeling at that point?
Well, no, not yet. It was too early in the game. I started getting a warm, fuzzy feeling early on in the fourth quarter, but we worked on that. I told you, you know, last time they were effective with their triangle and two at their place, but we were ready for it. And then we said to Pearl and Hannah, you guys have to be aggressive because you have lanes of possibilities in there. And they were confident. You know, we just tell them, you guys can knock set down shots just like the Birminghams, and they did that tonight for us.
And of course, the Birmingham stepped up as well with a combined 48 points tonight. Braylon knocked down the 7 or 8 free throws in a row at one point, was just doing her thing, kind of invents moves on top of moves.
She's tremendous, and to think she's only a freshman, well, I consider her a sophomore now. You know, we're almost a full season in. But she's been so tremendous for us all year, you know. She's that floor leader we need out there, and it allows us to put Bailey out on the wing where she drives and kicks it to her sister. And Bailey's one of the best shooters in the state at over 43%. So they are a dynamic duo, and I want three more games with those two because we only have this season with both of them.
How much has Braylon's presence just allowed Bailey to relax this year and play?
Yeah, it took time to adjust. You know, Bailey had to do so much for us last year. She had to run 94 feet, get layups, get to the free throw line, pull up, hit a three. Braylon has alleviated a lot of that pressure for her, and it's helped our team immensely. I mean, that's why we're 22-1 instead of 18-5. So when you add that dynamic duo of the Birmingham sisters, they lead us each and every day.
Yeah, you score 85 tonight, a season high. You say a school record. But Pella, there was no quit in Pella. They started knocking down threes in the second half and kept cutting it down under 20 there for a while.
Yeah, they're so well coached. Blaine Forsyth does an awesome job. He's a great guy. So congratulations to them on a great season. And I knew they wouldn't quit fighting. That's just the type of person he is and the way he coaches.
So it's going to be a week until your first round state tournament game. I think all the seeds held true tonight so far. So that means a first rounder with Makokana?
for Central DeWitt.
Central DeWitt.
Central DeWitt.
They won, yeah.
Okay. Not your first rodeo, obviously, going to the state tournament. How will you prepare over this next week?
Well, we're going to go to work tomorrow. The girls are going to have a day off, but I'm going to get started on film right away. We're going to enjoy this one tonight. But tomorrow morning, we'll get started on film. I got to teach, too, but... and then we'll come up with a game plan. We trust that these girls are going to go out and execute a game plan, and we're going to enjoy the week. I mean, it's the best week in the school calendar year is the girls' state tournament, because they do it the right way, and I couldn't be prouder of the group that we get to take down there.
You got the blue banner tonight, which you really wanted. The girls want the pink shirts. Three game stands between you and those pink shirts. What's it going to take there in Wells Fargo to get that done?
Just all 15 girls in that locker room, a coaching staff that's going to put the right game plan out there to help them execute it, and I've got all the confidence in the world in our whole locker room.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Mike.